Blog Talk Radio.
Mighty Grill, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, I thank God that we are still here in the land of the living. This is a brand new year. Today is Saturday night, January the 7th, year 2017. Yes, this is a new year that the Lord has allowed us to come and be able to see. And for this, we are grateful on tonight. Yes, you are in tune to the Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. And I am your executive director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. And we are coming to you live from Detroit, Michigan. Yes, we are coming. We are coming to you live from Detroit, Michigan. I know a lot of people were wondering, where do he be coming from? So I thank God for this worldwide platform. So I want you all to know exactly where we're coming from. We are coming to you live on tonight. And that's as long as the Lord say so and have this platform available to me, this is where we're going to be coming from, live from Detroit, Michigan. And we come on East Thursday evening from 8 to 8, every Thursday and Saturday from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I thank God for this worldwide platform that I'm able to share with other men and women of the gospel to share the good news of Jesus Christ over this worldwide platform. So on tonight, as we get ready to go forth into our program for tonight, we always open up with prayer, and we're going to do the same on tonight. So I'm asking all listeners, if you go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come once again to say thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are. Thank you for this another day that you have made. Heavenly Father, we thank you that there is none like you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are awesome in all your ways. You change not. You cannot fail. You cannot change. You cannot lie. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you watch over your word to perform it for your glory. We thank you, Lord, that we are your vessels that you have chosen and anointed and appointed for such a time as this, that we are living in these last and evil days. But even though we are living in the last and evil days, we know that you are in control, and we know that you sit high and you look low. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, for who you are on tonight. We come right now in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, and ask that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, not only me, but my entire family, and also of Bishop Rutley and his family, Heavenly Father, that our prayers may not be hindered, and that the word of God that's coming forth through your bishop on tonight will not be hindered on tonight. That we pray, Lord, that as your word goes forth, that even someone that may be listening on tonight, who may be still spiritually blind, we pray, Lord, that as your word goes forth and as this program goes forth on tonight, that someone's spiritual eyes will become open. They will be able to open their own mouth to confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts, whereby they can be saved in his name, and they will come to know their God purpose and walk in it and live in it and fulfill it in the earth for your glory. It's our prayer on tonight in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come also lifting up all those that are bereaved. You know who they are and where they are. Heavenly Father, we do not know how to console as you can, but we know that earth has no sorrows that heaven cannot heal. So we ask that you would move by your spirit, Heavenly Father, and comfort and strengthen those that are bereaving all over the land. We even know that you are a doctor, Heavenly Father. We know that you know all those that are sick and afflicted and all what their ailments are. And we know that you are the balm in Gilead. So we pray, Lord, that you would move by your spirit, touch, heal, and deliver those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies all over the land, that you would be glorified. And they would have a testimony and be able to share it with the world that they know without a doubt that you stepped in and you healed them. So we know that you are our healer. We know that by your stripes, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed. And we're standing on your word that we are healed tonight, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. So right now, Heavenly Father, before we close out this prayer, we don't want to be amiss and leave out our newly elected incoming president, Donald Trump. Lord, it's our prayer that on tonight, should he not be saved, you know, Heavenly Father, if he is or not, but it's not our place to judge, but it's our prayer that he is. But just in case if he's not, Lord, we want to cover him on tonight as he gets ready to take office over your people, Heavenly Father. We pray that if he's not saved, then those that are going to be working with him and up under him, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, whatever their position is in his transition team, Heavenly Father, that's going to be working close with him, making decisions. Heavenly Father, that we pray that they will all come to know Jesus Christ if they're not saved, and that you will send a word through one of your vessels, that as they hear your words, that you will prick their hearts, they will open their own mouth and confess Jesus Christ as well. They will also become saved in his name, and they will come to know their God purpose, so that when they do pray, Heavenly Father, because they're going to need you, Heavenly Father, is to lead and guide them, so that when they do pray, they will be led and guided by you, and they will make the right decision for all people, that you will be glorified through it all. Is our prayer in Jesus' name. So, Heavenly Father, we continue to lift up all those that are being doers of your word on tonight, and we pray, Lord, and lift up all those that are listening faithfully to this broadcast. Continue to bless as only you see fit in each life, for you only know what we all stand in need of at all times. So we just thank you again, Heavenly Father, for who you are. Thank you for this hour. Thank you for this platform. We just give your name praise. We give you glory. We just thank you again for your grace and your mercy on tonight. Heavenly Father, we don't deserve it. We're not worthy, but we thank you again for allowing us your grace and extending your grace and mercy toward each of us on today. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we have a spiritual food for thought on tonight, and my spiritual food for thought for tonight, it says to us, committing ourselves more for God's use and glory in 2017. That should be a personal commitment from each saint. You know, if you're a vessel, if you're an ambassador, if you're a servant of the Most High God, if you're saved in Jesus' name, it is my prayer, and it's our spiritual food for thought for tonight. We should be committing ourselves more for God's use and for his glory in 2017 than we were in 2016 and in the past. And not only that, but as a corporate body. So we want to commit ourselves individually and then as a corporate body for God's use and glory more in 2017. That's our spiritual proof of thought for today. Well, we have on tonight in the person of Bishop Roselle Rutley out of Pontiac, Michigan. He's a pastor, I think, the pastor of Bria Family Tabernacle Church of Pontiac, Michigan. He's going to be bringing the word on tonight. And so I'm going to ask all listeners, if you can get your words out, get your Bibles ready, get some pen and papers, and so you can take notes as we get ready to bring forth the man of God who's going to bring the word on tonight. But I'm going to ask all listeners, if you'll please go to, before we bring him on to bring forth a testimony, and then he's going to share the word of God on tonight. So while you're getting your pens and paper, I do have an important announcement that I'm going to make, and I know you're going to need your pen and paper to make for this announcement. So you're going to need that pen and paper for this announcement, as well as for when the word goes forth, so you can take notes and take down these scriptures that the man of God is going to share with us on tonight. But in the form of announcement, my sister, youngest sister, God has blessed my youngest sister, Danetta Barney. She has written a gospel stage play, and the title of the gospel stage play is titled Opposite Ends of the Bridge. Again, this is a gospel stage play that has been written by my youngest sister, author Danetta Barney, my name, but she's married now. Danetta Barney presents Opposite Ends of the Bridge, a gospel stage play, and she have open auditions. Now, this is the information that you all would need to write down. If you want to get involved and be a part of this play, you need to know this information. Open auditions, she is looking for actors and actresses are needed. For the male positions, males need to appear to be between the ages of 40 to 50 and 60 and up. I'm going to say that again. For the males, they need to appear to be between the ages of 40 to 50 and then also from the age of 60 and up. For females, they need to appear to be between the ages of 17 to 23 and then from the age of 40 and up. Once again, for the females, actresses, they need to appear to be between the ages of 17 to 23 and then also from the age of 40 and up. All roles must be able to act and sing. You must be able to act and sing. This is a gospel stage play. It's going to be live. It's going to be taking place for 2 days at the Northwest Activities Center Theater for Mother's Day. I think it's a Saturday, and then also on Mother's Day at the Northwest Activities Center. It's going to be taking place in May. So she's having open auditions, and the date for the auditions is going to be this Saturday, this coming Saturday, January the 14th, 2017 at 5:30 p.m. And the location is going to be at Detroit Bible Tabernacle, and that address is 4320 Oakman Boulevard, that's Detroit, Michigan, 48204. Again, the auditions will be taking place next Saturday, January 14th, 2017, at 5:30 p.m. at Detroit Bible Tabernacle, which is located at 4320 Oakman Boulevard, that's Detroit, Michigan, 48204. You can send inquiries to oppositeendsofthebridge@gmail.com. Again, send inquiries regarding this audition for the play to oppositeendsofthebridge@gmail.com, or you can call myself, James Brown Jr., at 313 area code 412-7741. Again, my phone number, if you need more information, you can call me, James Brown Jr., at 313 area code 412-7741. All people that are going to be taking in this edition, you must bring your bio. You must bring your bio. And if you have a headshot, you must bring your headshots with you. But if you do not have a headshot, that's not necessary. But if you do have a headshot, please bring it with you. But you must bring a bio. So that is one of the announcements that I have for tonight. And also, the Lord has placed in my spirit to open up the phone line for all listeners, worldwide listeners. I want you all to get more involved, that God get the glory even more through this broadcast, because it's not about me. It's about Jesus. It's about souls being saved. It's about the word of God going forth. So I'm going to be obedient to the Lord and to the Holy Spirit. And when he gives me the direction, and it's going to be starting this month, January, I'm going to be opening up the phone line for worldwide listeners to call in and share your testimonies. God gets his glory through our testimonies. Others in faith can be increased, and they can be helped and strengthened through our testimonies to know that if God delivered you or healed you or brought you out of anything, they need to know that God did it for you. He can do it for them as well, and that's how they can know it, through your testimony. So when the Lord tells me to open up the phone lines, this is the number you would need to dial, and share this number with your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your family, church members. You need to dial area code 657-383-1364. Again, you need to dial area code 657-383-1364. So that's the line, that's the number you would need to dial. When I say that the lines are open for worldwide listeners to call in and share your testimonies, that is the number that you would need to dial. So please pass that information on to other people that you know so that they can share their testimonies, and God will be glorified through their testimonies, and they can be blessed as well. I'm going to ask all listeners, if you would please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors. And vessels, and then click on follow. Again, please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels, and then click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Again, I welcome all comments and feedback from my listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. So right at this time, we're going to bring forth Bishop Rutley, and he's going to come forth first with his testimony. Bishop Rutley, I'm so grateful to have you on to be able to share another word with the worldwide listeners on tonight. I'm excited to hear what God has to say to us through you on tonight. So before you bring that word, if you could please share another testimony with the worldwide listeners, then we're going to do a music break, and then we're going to give the mic straight over to you right after the music break, after you share your testimony first.
I would be happy to the world at large, to Ambassador Brown, to my wife and family, to my pastor, Pastor Derek L. Rutley, senior pastor of the Berea Family Tabernacle of Faith Church, and we are located in Pontiac, Michigan, 68 West Walton, Pontiac, Michigan, and we are thankful, we are grateful and appreciative, Ambassador Brown, for this opportunity to share with your listening audience. Thank you a million times a million. Thank you. My testimony is as such tonight. I am most grateful that the Lord has granted unto me and mine another year of blessings, in that we are still saved. We know who the Lord is. We know him by his name. He is our personal Savior. He's our keeper. He is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I'm not on Facebook at this time, and I would like to suggest that some of us need to get off of Facebook and get in the book. That's the book of books, because in that book, called the Bible, it is indeed the child of God, owner's manual. It is our GPS, if you will. If you want to know how to get from earth to glory, get in that book and not only be a student of quoting the scriptures, but James said we need to be doers of the word. I'm grateful and thankful again for my wife, for my family, my five sons, their wives, their children. I'm thankful for the spiritual family that God has given me and surrounded me with precious brothers and sisters and mothers of like precious faith. And we want to thank God. I want to thank God, rather, for the greatest gift of all that I received of him over 30 since 75, and you do the math, and I want to thank God for the gift of the Holy Ghost, and this gift have never grown old. In fact, this gift is a gift that's constantly, as I seek and acknowledge God on a daily basis, this gift is constantly renewing itself in my life. And so I want to suggest to the saints what my wife and I chose to do. We were in agreement, was not to buy gifts for one another. We have been a blessing to others, but we agreed to become one another's gift. And I'm so thankful for her and for her submissiveness unto yours truly as the Lord is directing her. She is my gift. The Holy Ghost is my first gift, but God has gifted me with a precious wife that is indeed priceless. And I'm just overwhelmed and I'm overjoyed and I'm so appreciative. And I want the world to know I would stand on top of Mount Everest and shout to the world that when you put God first, God will put you first. And I want to say to those of you who have been in the church at one time or the other, you've backslidden for whatever reason. And I know all them just up and leave the house of God, but there are those who were driven away. I want to encourage you to get up as it were the prodigal son. Come to yourself and get back to God. Get back to his house. Everybody's not crooked. Everybody is not selfish. Everybody isn't out for themselves, and everybody isn't extra as such. And we don't have to do us. I hear a lot of people saying, do you, you know, be you. I beg to differ. If you all believe in Christ Jesus, then what we need to do is to let our light so shine that men may see our good works, that they will glorify our Father which is in heaven. And so it's not about us doing and being us. Let's strive to be more like him and less like ourselves. In that, the scripture says, I must decrease in order that he may increase. God bless you, Brother Brown.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What a powerful testimony. And that's the thing a lot of people do not want to do. Some saints, because of their position or title, they don't want to submit, and they don't want to decrease. They want everybody to look at them and point the finger and look what they're doing, look at their title. But no, we have to submit ourselves and be it, and do it sincerely from our hearts. That's why I'm so glad God is not like man. You can fool man for so long, but if you're really saved, a man or woman of God, and through the Holy Spirit, he will reveal things to you about other people. He'll let you know if they're real or not. And so that's why we have to yield and submit ourselves unto God. And it's a personal thing. I can't do it for you. You have to do it for yourself. And you got to want to do it and do it wholeheartedly from your heart. So that's what the Lord is looking at, being doers of his word and not just hearers only. So we thank you for that powerful testimony on tonight, Bishop, on tonight. And I touch and agree with you regarding that prodigal son spirit for someone that's gone astray. And that's always my prayer, too, that they would come to themselves and they would yield and just surrender and come back to God, because he's waiting on them. You're not waiting on him. He's waiting on you to come to yourself and come back to him, because he's waiting on you, because he wants you to complete and fulfill your God purpose on the earth for his glory. So we thank you for that powerful testimony on tonight. Bishop, I know that someone was blessed by it. I know I was. So right at this moment, we're going to play this musical selection. And right afterwards, Bishop, after this music selection, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to yield the mic straight over to you right after this selection.
Thank you, beloved.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy prayer.
Bless you, listeners, from here and there and elsewhere. And I say Godspeed and God's blessings be upon you as you endeavor to seek and acknowledge Him for such a time as this. Before we delve into the Word, I want to send a special shout out to a friend and brother of mine in the personality of Dr. James McCurry, who put us in touch with this wonderful representative of heaven in the personality of Ambassador James Brown Jr. Now, blessings upon Dr. McCurry and his family and all of the things that he endeavored to do for such a time as this, to bring glory, honor, and praise to the very God of our salvation. If you would meet me in Mark chapter 10, we're going to begin reading and we're going to cut into the piece of living bread there at verse 17. Here we find that Jesus, during the course of his ministry, as he moved from one city to the other, was headed to Jerusalem. And the scripture says thus out of verse 17, "And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him, asking him, 'Good master,'" I want you to underline "good master." We're going to come back to that. "Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" We're going to endeavor to answer that question. Verse 18, "Jesus said unto him, 'Why callest thou me good?'" Let's just go verse by verse tonight, if you don't mind. First of all, Jesus addressed this young man by challenging him. "And Jesus said unto him, 'Why call thou me good? Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, and that is God.'" For to Christ, in the sense that he was indeed the master teacher. He was the master teacher then, and he's the master teacher now. Not because Jesus in and of himself was all of that, but because of who and what was in Jesus. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 5, if you don't mind. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, starting at verse 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Let me gather this information. 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 5, 17, starting at verse 17. Excuse me. Second Corinthians 5:17 says, "Thus, therefore, if any man be in Christ," remember, in Christ, not in a denomination, not in an organization, not in an affiliation, not in a society or sorority or in a fraternity, but if any man be in Christ, not the choir, not the usher board, not the deacon board, not the elders board, not the mother's board, but if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. All things, catch this, verse 18, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. In other words, Jesus was a conduit. He was a vessel. He was a tool that God, Yahweh, Allah used to bring men back to himself. Jesus became that bridge that men must cross back to himself. And so it says here, who has reconciled us to himself by Christ Jesus, or Jesus Christ, and has given unto us the ministry of reconciliation. Those of you who are in Christ Jesus, if you're in God's word, you can't help but to be in Christ Jesus. If you're in Christ Jesus, you can't help but to embrace the word of God. God, whether your pastor has ordained you or not, whether the bishop has ordained you, the superintendent, the district elder, etc., have ordained you or not, we want you to know and to understand that if you're a new creature in Christ, truly a new creature in Christ, then heaven has assigned you, has ordained you and assigned you by giving you the ministry, if you will, of reconciliation. And that is to that you have the ministry, you have the charge, you have the responsibility. Heaven has implored you to bring men back to God through Jesus Christ. 19 says, to wit, that God was in Christ. Now, let me just touch on this real quick. In Acts chapter 17, I believe it is, where there was a sign that the Greeks had out for every god that they could numerate. And then they put up a sign that says, to the unknown God. And Paul saw that. And Paul said, now, the God that you don't know anything about, that's the God I want to declare unto you. And so that God that they didn't know about, the Jews and the scribes and the Pharisees and the religious leaders at that time, they didn't know anything about him. Paul says, that's the one I want to declare unto you. And so that God that they knew nothing about was in Christ. You want to meet God, you have to get in touch with Christ. If you want to meet Yahweh, you've got to get in touch with Christ. If you want to meet Allah, you've got to get in touch with Christ, because Christ is the doorway. Not only is he the door, in St. John 14:6, Jesus said, for I am the way. If you want to, the way is not something, the way is someone. The truth is not something, it's not just a philosophy, it's not just a way, an idea, or a way of life. The truth is someone. Life is not just a thing, an idea, a philosophy. Life is someone. Life is in Christ. The way is in Christ. Truth is Christ. Outside of Jesus, there is no way. Outside of Jesus, there is no truth. Outside of Jesus, there is no life. If you take a fish out of water, you must concur with me. Fish may flop and flip for a moment. But, beloved, you must understand that that fish is a dead fish. Because when you take that fish out of water, that is that fish habitat. When you take that fish out of water, that fish is a dead fish. If you cut a limb from a tree, that tree may remain, or that limb may remain green for days, but that's a dead limb. What are you trying to say, Brother Rutley? What I'm trying to say, when you take a man out of Christ, he's a dead man. But if any man be in Christ, he is made anew. Now, verse 19 says again, to wit, that God that you don't know anything about, you call him the unknown God, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, but has committed unto those of us who are in Christ the word of reconciliation. So not only do we have, as believers, the ministry of reconciliation, the latter part of verse 18, share that with us and bring that out and deals with that. But the latter part of verse 19 says that God goes on and gives us a word of reconciliation. Every day God is employing us, heaven is employing us, to pass on a godly, righteous word that will either strengthen, heal, deliver, and bring people back to their rightful place in God. Now, let's go back to Mark, if you don't mind. So again, the question was asked, as we take it verse by verse, the young man who ran out, kneeled down, said to Jesus, good master, what good things must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said again in verse 18, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. In Romans, verse 17, 18, Paul says, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. I have to concur with what Brother Paul says here, because the psalmist tells us, 51, that we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. When our mother conceived us, we were in sin. So in us as individuals, apart from God, there is no good thing in us. And until we become new creatures in Christ Jesus, until we become believers, until we begin to embrace the word and not just quote the scriptures, but until we deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow Christ on a daily basis, then, beloved, we want you to know and understand. You don't understand then what Paul is talking about, that there's no good thing that dwell in our flesh. Not until we embrace Christ. We won't come to that understanding to know that there's nothing good in us. Now, Paul says again in Romans 7:18, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. But now in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6, the scripture tells us, and our time is running out, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6, the scripture says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hands of God, that he may exalt you in due time or in due season. So as a believer, when we humble ourselves and come humbly before God, and let me tell you, when one humbled themselves, can't nobody put you down. Nobody. When you humble yourself and when you say, Lord, use me, and when you put yourself in position to be used of God, nobody else can use and abuse you. As it were, they thought they were using Christ. They thought they killed Christ. And Jesus had to tell them, no man taketh my life. I lay my life down. Because of the God that is in me, if I lay it down, the God that is in me is going to raise it back up. And that's the way we as believers still. Even though we may indeed go by way of the grave, but you know what? The God that is in us is going to raise us up. I don't know about you, but I used to drink. I used to get high, pop pills. I used to drink the MD-2020. I used to drink Red Dagger, Orange Screwdriver, Boom Farm, Wild Irish Rose, you name it. If it was sweet, I drank it. I even used to drink gin. I didn't like beer because it was too suzzy. Remind me of dishwater as such. But there were times one would get so intoxicated. I don't know about you, but one would get so intoxicated that person would say and do certain things that they wouldn't normally do. Well, that same principle reigns true, beloved, when it comes down to being filled with the Holy Ghost or filled with the Holy Spirit, which is synonymous. When the Lord get hold to a person, that person will say things and do things that they would not ordinarily do because the Holy Ghost empowers you. As Acts 1 and 8 says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost hath come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, says Jesus, in Jerusalem, which was home base for them, in Samaria, yea, even to the uttermost part of the earth. But wherever you go, you're going to be a witness unto me. If you go to Jamaica, you're going to be a witness there. If you go to California on the desert, if you go to Florida, wherever you go, if you go to Mexico, if you go to Australia, wherever you go, there's no such thing as a child of God laying his religion down or letting down his hand. We are always on guard. Our spirit is always at attention, ready to do the master's will. And so we want you to know and understand that nobody can humble you. You must humble yourself. And how do you do that? By allowing God to work and to move and operate in your life, by letting go and letting God. As a believer, when someone pays us a compliment, we should always say, to God be the glory. Not, I did this and I did that. That's the spirit of King Nebuchadnezzar when he said, I, King Nebuchadnezzar, built great Babylon. No. We all belong to the Lord. We are his property. And we should serve him and always represent him. And when we let our light shine, when they see our good works, they will glorify our Father. The master teacher taught us well. Those who dare follow him, he taught us well. In verse 19, Jesus said unto the young man, you know of the commandments. And I got to close shortly. Verse 19, thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Do not defraud one another. Honor your father and your mother. Oh, man, I can teach for days off of those several commandments there alone. I mean, I just don't know, brothers and sisters, how we can declare to be Christians and we don't follow Christ. Man, we're trying to be like any and everybody but Jesus Christ himself. The only one that knows the way to heaven is the one who came down from up above. And we're trying to get there without following Jesus. I just don't know how we're going to do it. God help us. The young man said in verse 20. Master, all these things I've done from my youth. He pried himself. Obviously, he was a Jewish young man who was very privileged. And I want you to know, when you're so blessed, you got to look down on others. I think you're a little bit too blessed. I think you got, you know, when you can drive a brand new this or a brand new that, and you live, you got a house on Sugar Hill, and you just got your head so far up in the air. If it rained, your nose is so far up in the air. If it rained, you would drown. Listen, the higher up you go, the more humble you ought to be. The more blessed you are, the more you ought to give God praise, glory, and honor. How can we boast in and of ourselves when we've done nothing? The Lord has favored us. The Lord has blessed us. Look what the Lord has done. Look how far the Lord has brought us. And so, brothers and sisters, this is what the young man said. Well, I did all of that. In other words, he was just Mr. Know-it-all and Mr. Show-off, if you will. I've done all that stuff. But listen to what Jesus said. Jesus looked upon him, and I'm going to close on this note. If the Lord should bring us back, so be it. If not, if you don't hear from me again on this side or ever meet me on this side of the river, I'll catch you in the rapture. I'll see you on the other side of the river. Look, this is what the young man said, what Jesus did. Jesus looked upon him. Have somebody ever wrote upon you, to show off and to attack you or to belittle you, if you will, and you looked at them through the eyes of the Lord? Jesus looked at this young man, and actually Jesus picked up his heart and Jesus picked up his spirit and attitude, and Jesus, beholding him, couldn't do nothing but love him. Many of us, though we're so-called Christians, confessing Christians, we would have cursed the man out. We would have blessed him out. We would have rebuked him. The blood of Jesus. Jesus looked at him, and Jesus couldn't help but to have compassion on the young man. And when he had compassion upon him, listen to what came out of Jesus' mouth. Jesus said unto him, "One thing thou lackest. Go thy way. Sell whatsoever thou hast, give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven. Come, take up your cross, and follow me." Wow, what a challenge. What a challenge. The scripture points out to us, the young man was rich. He walked away sorrowful because he was well-to-do. But look at Mark 10:9. And Jesus answered and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, there is no man that have left houses, brothers, sister, father, mother, wives, children, land, for my sake and the gospel, but shall receive an hundredfold now in this time, houses, brethren, sisters, mothers, children, and land with persecution." Those of you who are blessed, there are people who hate you without a cause, like Jesus. They hate you. The more blessed you are, the more you start to live right, the more some people hate you. But I got to close, because he says, you'll be blessed, but your blessing will come with persecution, and the world to come, you will have eternal life. And the church said, amen. God bless you and Godspeed.
Amen. Amen. What a powerful word. Yes, I picked up on that key word, humility, humble. As Christians today, and that's why God gave me this book titled, "Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God?" which is also the title of this broadcast. because the Lord showed me in the spirit, showed me how some people, some Christians, you know, yeah, you can have the right motive, the right attitude, or and you can be sometimes you can still be a liability to the kingdom of God by the way you live your life. You're saying one thing, just as a man of God more than said through the word, you can live your life and be trying to do, be a doer of God's word, and you can be on the right track in a whole lot of different areas, but in some ways you can still be a liability to the kingdom of God, which could cause someone to scatter God's flock, and that you don't want that on your hands. So when God blesses you and he gives you positions or anointed you to do certain things or gives you gifts, don't get the big head, because the word of God says pride comes before a fall. You know, you might be up today, but be careful how you look down on people, because those same people that you look down on, you may need those people. The Lord will fix it, or you will need those very people that you're looking down on because you think you're so high and mighty. And just as the bishop said, your nose is so high up in the air that if it rained, you would drown. And it's the truth. And I've seen Christians like that. They do exist, and it's sad, and God is not pleased with that. So we thank you for that powerful word on tonight. Yes, something is missing.
Amen.
Yes, the people are missing Jesus out of their life, and people are missing the real meaning of Jesus out of their lives. You know, you're saying you want to be a Christian, and it all goes back to the word, Bishop, on tonight. People don't want to suffer. You know, you got to pick your cross up. You got to pick up your cross and follow him daily, not just on Sunday or on Wednesday. It's a daily, a lifestyle. But some Christians are failing to do that because they are so caught up in the world and material things and people and money and greed that they have lost their way. And now they have become a liability to the kingdom of God. And that's what causes some people to scatter the flock, and then also causes some to just walk away from God because they got so caught up and don't know their full purpose, and they become distracted by the enemy. So, yes, we thank you for that word on tonight. And it's our prayer, my prayer also, that through that word on tonight, that someone was helped by this word on tonight, that someone that was once blind can now say that they see, and their eyes are now open spiritually, and they can open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, and that some backslider will come back to the fold after hearing this word on tonight, and that those that are in the body of Jesus Christ have been trying to be doers of his word on tonight, they are spiritually strengthened and renewed and built up because of the word on tonight through Bishop Rutley. Bishop Rutley, no, this is not going to be your last time. So if you have more to conclude with this message, you might as well start preparing it, because this is not going to be your last time on this broadcast. I can tell you that now. And I so also would like to, in a form of thank you, I'd like to say this also live on the air so that the people will know, and I'm in agreement with Bishop Rutley. I do thank also Elder James McCurry from Flint, Michigan. He is the brother in Christ that put me and Bishop Rutley in connection with each other. So I don't take that lightly. So I thank God for the connection, Bishop. And so, again, know that this is, we're family now, we're brothers in Christ. So I know the Lord has more words that he wants you to share with this worldwide platform. So we're going to be doing this as soon as the Lord says so. And so I thank you for sharing that powerful word on tonight. I was blessed by it. I always get blessed by hearing the word. So I always look forward to hearing the word, because I know it's going to be something new and something different. I'm going to learn something different that I, even though I heard the same scripture different times, it's always a different, it's a different word, but it gives you something new and fresh every time I hear it. So I thank God for the word on tonight. Bishop Rutley, God, so you gave your shout outs. Is there anyone else that you'd like to give a shout out to before I release you?
My church, Pastor Derek L. Rutley, I want to thank God for, again, my wife, a very special young lady. She is indeed my earth angel. I want to thank God for the group that Dr. McCurry found called Pastors United. It's a singing group, so if you need a group of pastors to come in with a message in song, you can contact Dr. James McCurry. He is on Facebook as such, or you can contact him through Ambassador James Brown Jr. I'm just thankful for all of my brothers and sisters that it's just too numerable for me to enumerate tonight. But thank you again, Ambassador Brown, for the opportunity.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And I do too. I want to and also include regarding what you said. I want to piggyback off of what you just said regarding the pastors. Yes. And I do. I do make an announcement. You know, and I'm going to continue to make the announcements. Once I get the word from Elder McCurry or from one of the other pastors or bishops that make up this quartet singing group. It's a group of pastors, and they not only do they deliver and preach teach the word of God, they also sing and minister the word of God in song. And most of them are. They play instruments as well. So the Lord placed it in Elder McCurry's heart that I had a chance to meet a lot of them. And so, yes, every time they have announcements or outings, I would appreciate Elder McCurry or Bishop Burley, if you were some one of you all would get the word to me so I can make the announcement over the airways so people can know where you all are, because I know that you all will be getting a lot of followers, because a lot of people today still love quartet gospel music. I know I'm one of them, and my family loves it too. So as soon as you all know where you're going to be, I don't care if it's out of state, wherever you're going to be at, make sure that I get that announcement, and I would make sure that I announce it over this platform. So I thank Elder McCurry for connecting us. It was the Lord that did it. It was all divine interconnection and connection. And I thank God for Elder Bishop Rutley. Again, know that this is not your last time being on this platform. I thank you for sharing that powerful word on tonight. You and your wife continue to be blessed, your ministry, and continue to have a blessed and prosperous, safe, happy new year.
Thank you.
Well, praise the Lord on tonight, listeners. That was Bishop Rutley of Pontiac, Michigan, that brought forth this powerful word on tonight. A great man of God. He's going to be coming forth again. As soon as the Lord gave me the word that to bring him back on, he would be coming back on. And hopefully he will come back on again and conclude this message, because I know he wasn't finished with it. It's so much to this word that he was bringing forth on tonight. Yes, we need to know that something is missing. And what's missing out of most people's lives, even some of the saints' lives, is the person and the person of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He's missing out of a lot of the lives of even Christians today. That's why they're so caught up in the world, and they're allowing and bringing all this worldly mess up into the church. And so the Lord is not pleased with that. So you can't draw souls to Christ when you're not right. And so you're causing people to scatter the flock. And so we got to be very careful, saints of God. That's why we need to examine ourselves every now and then according to the word of God, not according to the word of what man say, what man is doing that looks right and pleasing to man. That's not pleasing to God. So we need to be hating what God hates as Christians. And we need to stand on the word of God and declare the word of God today. And so God is going to hold us accountable. And so I just know that I'm trying to be an asset to the kingdom of God. The question is, what are you doing in 2017 that's going to give God more glory out of your life as a corporate body and even as an individual saint or an ambassador or vessel for God, even to today's world, today's society? What are you doing in 2017 that's going to give God even more glory? That's a good question for all of us on tonight as we get ready to close out tonight's show. Listeners, know that I do appreciate you all. Please pass the word. Let your family members, co-workers, and church members and friends know that I am on every Thursday and every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m., bringing forth different men and women of the gospel that brings forth the good news of Jesus Christ over this airway, over this platform. And also, this year we're going to be bringing forth more Christian comedians. I'm going to be opening up the phone line for worldwide listeners to call in and share your testimonies more. And so we want to get you all involved so God can be glorified through you, even as a participant, as a listener over this platform. I want you all to get your blessing. Don't miss your blessing because you didn't call in and share your testimony. And so God is glorified through our testimonies. Well, on tonight, as we're ready to close out tonight's program, we're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, is in the name of Jesus. It's once again we come to give your name praise, glory, and honor. We thank you for who and all that you are. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace, your mercy. We don't deserve it. We're not worthy of it. But because of your agape love toward us, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for it. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who bled, suffered, and died, and he paid the ultimate price with his shedding of his own blood, his sinless blood, to pay a price that he did not owe. He paid that price for sinful men and women, boys and girls, even me. I mean, Father, that we know we owed it, but we could not pay it. But we thank you for your Son Jesus, who paid our sin debt with his own blood, and that we can be redeemed back to you, Heavenly Father, and we can only be redeemed back to you through your Son Jesus Christ. So we know that he has risen from the dead, and he's now sitting at your right hand making intercession for the saints of God. We thank you for it. We thank you for this worldwide listening audience. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that someone that heard the word on tonight, we thank you that someone is listening to their voice and asking them to be saved in Jesus' name on tonight after hearing the word on tonight through Bishop Rudley. We pray, Lord, that you would be glorified through everything that we do over this platform. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, on tonight, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed. Good night.
Come on, KD.
An old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir. Need a prayer. Come on, open your mouth, everybody.